Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game. We are streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live every day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry, Caroline Fenton, in for Chase McCabe today. The Tennessee Titans lose in pretty dramatic and embarrassing fashion to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That was a game absolutely the Titans should have won. That was a game that I believe the Titans had zero business losing. Mm-hmm. Three-game losing streak going into the Chargers, a tough game, a tough road trip. But in order to kind of figure out what this team needs to do moving forward, how we feel about this team moving forward, how we feel about this team this weekend, I feel like we should kind of diagnose what's been going on the last 3 weeks. And I think from the outside looking in, people have hypothesized that they don't know what it is, but there's a little bit of a little something going on with the Tennessee Titans. This was Rich Gannon earlier this week on SiriusXM.
You know, sometimes it's a turning point in a season. And go back to them beating up on the Green Bay Packers on Thursday night. You remember that game, November 17th?
Very well.
They beat them 27-17. They got on the plane. Everybody's feeling good. They get off the plane. The offensive coordinator gets a DUI on his way home. They play the Bengals the next week. They lose to the Bengals. They play the Eagles the following week in Philadelphia. They get trounced, 35-10. A.J. Brown goes off. They come back and they fire the general manager, John Robinson. They get beat up by, you know, a team that everyone expects they'll beat, the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the Jaguars put 36 points on them, Bruce, and they turned the ball over four times. Now, to me, something's going on down there. They've lost three straight games. They've kind of lost their mojo, and they're in danger of missing the postseason.
Okay, so that was Rich Gannon. Something's going on down there. Now, I don't necessarily agree with Rich Gannon. I don't know if you two disagree. I don't agree with Rich Gannon saying now they're in threat of missing the postseason. I still feel good about the Titans winning the division. They'll go out, they'll beat the Texans next week, and I think that's really all they'll need to do in order to win the division and make the playoffs. But Rich Gannon says there's something going on down there. And Bob Shoup was on Stillman & Company earlier this week and said kind of the same thing.
I do think you're looking at a quarterback who's lost a little bit of confidence in his offensive line, in maybe the system. And where I noticed it is his mechanics with his footwork are the same regardless of the depth of the routes. That's why he can hit Hooper, he can hit Kwonkwo on those short little quick ones. But when the routes go beyond 10 yards, 12 yards, 15 yards, his mechanics are exactly the same. And the reason I feel qualified a little bit to say this is when I was at Penn State, I watched Christian Hackenberg go through the exact same thing. He had lost a little bit of confidence in the offensive line, and somehow, some way, his mechanics suffered.
Well, and that's interesting there, too. But there was a point where Bob Shoup made, and he said the body language against the Jags, he could tell that, like, on the sidelines, just watching the tape, he could tell the body language looked like a team that just felt defeated. It looked like a team that just lost a lot of its energy. And TD was on the TD Power Hour yesterday on Stillman and Company and agreed.
Coach Shoup is 100% on. If you go back and watch that game.
Talk about Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. The way things shifted from one sideline to the other. I'm just talking about watching from the press box, right? Derrick Henry has that catch and run. Everybody's going crazy. We're not going crazy, but they were hyped. Mm-hmm. And Jacksonville sideline was sitting there like,
Cancun on three.
Here we go again. Then the hit, Shaq Quarterman. He Josh Allen catches it, and you see it just flip, literally.
So TD's saying, hey, Bob Shoup's hypothesis that like the body language just looked off. Like it was like they just kind of – their shoulders started to shrink down and they didn't stand as tall. And they were like, just man, like it looked like that was a team that had given up. So I'll ask you guys, do you think there's something going on with the Titans? And if so, what?
There's something going on. You just don't go. And obviously they, you know, you could point to the injury issue, but let's put that aside. No, as a matter of fact, Let me rephrase that. I don't think you can put that to the side. Let's add that in there because sometimes when you have injuries and you have multiple injuries and then your play on the field starts to suffer, I think guys sometimes they get in this, man, no matter what we do, we can't get over that hump because we don't have the one, we don't have the depth. We don't have our number one players out there, but then we don't have the depth behind them to go out and feel confident in a win. So I think the injuries do have something to do with it, but TD's right, Coach Shoops is right, that, and I think I ended up texting TD this during the game. I said, man, they look like they're just floating. I don't know if it was the Jacksonville game or the game before. I'm like, man, it's just something about this team. They look like they're just – it's almost like they're just going through the motions. Willie, I think we talked about, you know, after a while when Ryan Tannehill would get hit, you can just see the frustration on his face. Like he would just lay on the ground for a minute and then get up. That's something that prior to, you know, this losing streak, you didn't see that from Ryan Tannehill. Regardless if he was hurt or not, he was the one guy that bounced right back up. No matter what was going on with him, he managed to bounce right back up. Even when he had the ankle injury, he tried to get back up and go because he understands that I am the quarterback, the leader. If they see me laying on the ground, you know, they think they've won or my team think it's over. So I'm going to get my tail up. If I'm hurt, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go. I'm going to do something else. And you didn't see that versus Jacksonville or Cincinnati when he would get hit. He was just lay there like, man, no matter what I do as a quarterback, I still find myself most times on the ground picking myself up. So I believe it is true that whatever they're going through, whether it be inside the locker room, whether it be the distractions that have been caused by a coordinator and the owner, whatever's going on, it is affecting this team.
What do you think it is?
You know, it, from my experience, when you know that deep down you don't have a team that can truly compete with those four or five teams that people believe will get to the, you know, playoffs and run the table and potentially get in the Super Bowl, when you know deep down you don't have the firepower to compete with them, it takes something out of you, especially if you have injuries.
So you don't think they believe that they can compete?
I don't think they truly believe the way this roster stands today, the injuries that they have. I don't think they believe truly that they can go out and beat a Cincinnati, beat a Kansas City, beat a Buffalo, beat the Eagles, you know, teams that they faced. I don't think they truly believe that they can go out there and if everything is status quo the way it is today with their injuries and everything else, that they can compete. They're at a disadvantage. And a lot of this, you know, frankly, and this is probably one of the reasons why John was dismissed, it's because of the roster. When you don't have a roster, when you as a player, especially a veteran player, when you walk into your locker room and you look and you like, man, like this guy's missing. They traded this guy away. Look at where we're at as a team. You know, yeah, we'll make the playoffs, but that's not my goal. I just don't want to make the playoffs. I've been here too long to just make the playoffs. We've done that. But we don't have a team that can really compete with the guys that are going to be in the playoffs.
I mean, that if that is true, the Titans are in a really dangerous spot. If they, with, you know, 4 weeks left in the season, if they're looking at it like, we don't think that we can compete, we don't believe in this team, especially for a
but
team.
But they would never say it.
They would never say it.
But
if it is true, and if you are reading the body language and you're reading the tea leaves and that's correct, then that's a really dangerous point of the season. Mm-hmm. And that's a really dangerous path that this team is going down. If Mike Vrabel has lost the team, if the team has lost belief in themselves, I mean,
if you start seeing things that are happening, no, you're right. If you start seeing things that are happening in the locker room,
that's detrimental.
That were not happening in prior years or at the beginning of the season, you see these little things. Guys are not, you know, getting treatment when they're supposed to. Guys are not hitting the weight room when they're supposed to because everybody has a time that they need to be in a weight room. Mm-hmm. Receivers, you need to be here then. You need to get your workouts done, you know, this day or between this time before we go to practice or after practice. If guys are missing those, if guys are coming into meetings late, if guys are walking into the building right before the special teams meeting or before the team meeting, we got a problem. Now, Because before, when we were winning, we were healthy. Guys were there early in the morning. Guys were beating coaches, you know, beating the time that we have to meet for meetings. There were, if we had to meet at 7:30, guys were there at 6:30 because everything's going well. Now, if you start seeing stragglers, guys sort of, you know, coming in and sort of hitting the meeting rooms late, if you start seeing too many of those things, then you know you got a problem.
So D-Mace thinks that the team doesn't believe. I think that's a really dangerous part for this football team. So if the team doesn't believe now, then what does that mean for the rest of the season? We'll get into that. We'll get into your thoughts. We'll get Willie's thoughts as well. We'll get into that coming up next, 615-737-1025. But first, Willie wants to tell you about Lee Company.
All right, let's talk Lee Company, 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com. They've got all of your needs taken care of when it comes to this time of the year if the heat goes kaput on you in your house. But obviously, keep that phone number ready to go if that ever happens, because this is not the time of the year you want that happening. But they want you to look big picture as well with Lee Company and the home maintenance plan. They'll take care of you year-round with the annual checkups of your heating system, your plumbing, your cooling, and your electric. They'll give you a checkup on all four of those systems once a year. You pay a small monthly fee. In exchange for that, you get these recommendations. And if it's time to have some maintenance, you get discounts on that maintenance. It works for you, and it'll keep you out of the pickle of having your heater go down, or at least it'll reduce the chances that the heat goes in the wrong direction at the wrong time of the year. None of us like that. It happens. But Lee Company can minimize those situations with the home maintenance plan. It's a great program. We use it in our home. So remember that number, 615-567-1000. Ask about the home maintenance plan or go online at leecompany.com.
As a leader, what do you do to kind of make sure that everyone gets back up to speed?
I think it starts with holding everyone accountable. I mean, it's the little things starting tomorrow. I mean, we got to be on time. It's like I said, it's all the little things that go out throughout the whole week. I mean, I don't feel like we didn't have a good week of practice, but I mean, like I said, it's the little thing. We just, like I said, the biggest thing is accountability.
There you go. That was Jeffrey Simmons post game after the Jags loss. And when I heard that, I thought guys need to be showing up on time. They need to be holding each other accountable. That doesn't sound like a Tennessee Titans problem. It doesn't sound like the Tennessee Titans culture. That, I mean, they preach accountability. They preach doing your job. They preach doing what you have to do in order to put the team in the best position to win. So showing up late and not holding each other accountable, well, that doesn't sound like the Tennessee Titans. But
are we sure he's talking about people actually not being on time, or is he talking about in the game, the timing, your timing in the game? That's how I took it.
He's not talking about no timing in the game, Willie.
Can we get that clip again, Nick?
And I'm not saying he's saying guys are late, but he brought it up. Like, guys, he brought it up as if, you know, guys can't be late, or if they are, then they need to not be, because this is the time where, you know, we're on a three-game losing streak. Guys, instead of being late, guys need to be on time. Guys need to be here, you know, 20 minutes early, because we need to get out of this funk. This has nothing to do with the game. This is stuff during the week.
Can we get that one
I think
more
it starts with holding everyone accountable. I mean, it's the little things starting tomorrow. I mean, we got to be on time. It's like I said, it's all the little things that go out throughout the whole week. I mean, I don't feel like we didn't have a good week of practice, but I mean, like I said, it's the little thing.
He says it's starting tomorrow. We got to be on time. So that to me sounds like you wouldn't say that unless guys weren't on time, unless guys were doing what they were supposed to do, holding each other accountable.
I don't know. Like I'm not. I mean, maybe that's 100% true. I don't know. Sometimes I think guys just throw out cliches one after another. Yeah, we got to be on time. We got to do our job and stuff like that. I mean, I think that, you know, is he really engaged in talking about the team there, or is he just talking about the basic things that any team needs to do? I haven't heard that a bunch of guys are showing up late. That doesn't sound like the Titans to me, that they've got guys showing up late for practice. I don't think that's the issue. My thought of this whole thing is, you know, it's adversity. They've been hit with a ton of adversity. And even more so, it's like, you know, it just keeps, it starts chipping away
at your team, and then it can't help but start affecting your confidence level, because it's like one thing at a time. All right, you start off the season, you don't have Harold Landry. Okay, we'll figure it out. Now you lose Taylor Lewan in week two. Okay, we'll figure it out. I mean, it's amazing how one by one they're dealing with all this stuff, and they've held their mud to this point. But I think that last wave in the Eagles game, this is in my opinion, when they lost Fulton and Long and Burks on top of all of the other things they were already dealing with. I mean, there's let's throw Autry in there as well. You know, at some point you just can't shoulder that much adversity and stress to your roster and still be the same team and not have a little bit of doubt creep in. I mean, does that make sense? I mean,
no. Your
injuries are obviously a huge, huge part of this. And when you have that, you're just not the same. You don't have the same talent level. It wasn't a loaded roster to begin with. Mm.
But I think what he's saying, because again, I'm only speaking, from experience. And when you go, say for instance that 04 team that we had, where when you looked at the prior to the season, everybody was saying, listen, because we had just come off the heels, I believe, of the AFC Championship game, and we lost to the Raiders, I believe, or it might have been a year prior. But everything, we were optimistic going into that season. Why? Because everybody was back, no injuries. This is a team that we had at just about every position, we had a key player. And so you went into the season like, okay, we got this is our year. But then during that 04 season, our whole secondary goes down. We lose guys on offense. Steve McNair goes down. Billy comes in, does a wonderful job, but Steve's not there. So we have all these injuries. And now we went from a promising team to a team that's just trying to hold on. Because we know that this team, the way it's built right now today, because of the injuries, we just don't have it,
Yeah.
And you start seeing guys come in a little bit later or they stop doing the things that they were accustomed to doing. They started, sliding a little bit. This stuff never got out, but it was noticed in the locker room. And it was brought to people's attention, but it never got outside the building. You just don't want that to be happening now because of the injuries and because, the lack of depth on this roster. Now you may have, one or two guys trickle in late that it wasn't happening prior to all of this.
So are you saying, because I think that there are two different schools of thought here. Mm-hmm. Of one, the Titans are dealing with injuries and they just can't overcome it. That they just don't have the playmakers. That their number two, number three, number four guys just can't compete with their number ones. Mm-hmm. And they just aren't matching up. Or are you saying that all of these injuries are going on, so the team just feels deflated and they're thinking, okay, well, if David Long Jr. is gone, if Christian Fulton is gone, if Jeff isn't 100%, we have no Harold Landry. Danico Autry is a question mark on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We got all these injuries, so like, what's the point?
It happens, period. It doesn't matter, who you are, what team you're on. When you as a team have been depleted of a lot of your key players, and then not only depleted, but the roster, and we talked about this from day one, the roster doesn't have any depth at all. The guys, the veteran guys that are playing, they're like, man, like, what more can we do? Like, we're going to go out there and fight, but what more can we do, man? It's just like, no matter what we do, we're always behind. We can't seem to overcome. We've overcome a few of them, but we can't seem to overcome this big hurdle that is in front of us today.
So they're not bought in because of the injuries.
Yeah, I think it happens to every team, whether they want it to happen or not. That's why Simmons said, hey, listen, we can't have guys coming in late. We can't have guys doing things uncharacteristically or doing things outside of what this organization is built on. We can't, as much as, you want to stay in the bed you know, 5 minutes, a little, 5 minutes later. Mm-hmm. Don't. Because 5 minutes turns into 7 minutes, which turns into to 10 minutes. Now, you may be late 5 minutes. Somebody else may be late 5 minutes, and then another person. So now we got three people late 5 minutes mm-hmm. because we allow one person or two people to do that. We can't have that.
And I think after the Jacksonville Jags game, I was getting really frustrated with a lot of the talk being, well, what do you expect? The Titans are missing Trey Avery. What are you going to do without Trey Avery? But I think a lot of people cited the Jags loss and said, hey, you know, Jeffrey Simmons isn't 100%. Danico Autry, no Harold Landry, no Christian Fulton. They got nobody in the secondary. And I was getting frustrated because I felt like that was an excuse. And mm-hmm. I thought, you know, even without some of your top defensive playmakers, that's still a team that you should beat. Because we saw the Titans do it last year. They had more players play last year than any other team in the league because they were dealing with injuries.
But so, that depth was the team was better last year, and those the injuries we have now, it's like a pile on thing. Like everybody's injured at the same time.
You didn't have depth to begin with, and now you're dealing with injuries.
Exactly. Last year, all these guys weren't hurt at the same time. It was like periodically. It was like in stages, and they were able. Now all these guys are hurt at the same time.
And I kind of didn't want to hear it, honestly. Yeah. I was getting frustrated with it. But TD was on for the TD Power Hour yesterday, and he mentions just how detrimental the injuries could have been on Sunday against the Jags.
David Long Jr. plays football literally like he's on fire. So you got that energy that everybody feeds off of. Where does the dog on that defense come from?
Danico.
Right. Guess who hasn't been there in two of these three games that they've lost?
Oh, no. I think there's no – to your point, both guys. But I don't think there's any question that the Packer game, Danico got hurt. It's been totally different since then.
And see, you have to look at those things as factors also. I mean, they're out there – shooting a six shooter with two bullets in it, you know, so you have to look at the fact that they're offensively, they need a big play. Who are they going to? Traylon Burks.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who wasn't there, you know? So I think when you look at those things, you have to factor in the fact that they are not at full power.
So there you go. TD said when I'm thinking, I don't want to hear it. Like, I think this team should be able to beat the Jacksonville Jags, a team that went into that game with four wins on the season without Christian Fulton. I thought this team was able to do that. But to TD's point, it's not just about not having those playmakers there. Mm-hmm. It's not just about being probably mismatched at a couple positions. It's about losing the energy that David Long Jr. brings. Mm-hmm. It's about losing that big playmaker, the dog in Danico Autry, that seems to just unlock something else within the rest of this defensive line, mm-hmm. that seems to just turn Jeffrey Simmons into Batman. And when he doesn't have Danico Autry, he's not able to be the kind of disruptive player that we are used to him being. Offensively, you don't have a pass threat in Traylon Burks, so when he's out, you take that away. So it kind of opened up my mind to, it's not just about the guys on the field, but about the energy and the threat that they bring as well.
Well, I think there's sort of this three-tier leadership thing on teams, or three-tier sort of, this is how we operate, and this guy does this, this guy's for this, and this guy's for this. Well, your leader is... You know, and I said this yesterday. I think unquestioned, your leader is Kevin Byard. That's just me. Some people may think it's Derrick Henry. Some people may think it's Ryan Tannehill. I don't know, but I think the leader of that team, most definitely the defense, mm-hmm. is Kevin Byard. So your leader's there. You talked about your energy guy, Danico Autry and David Long Jr. They're gone. Who's going to bring that energy? That's not an easy thing to replace. I've seen it. That's not an easy thing to replace. You think, okay, Jeffrey Simmons is going to give you that energy, or Derrick Henry is going to give you that energy. They're not those type of players. They're going to go out there and they're going to bust their tails. They're going to be disruptive and they're going to dominate, but they're not your energy guys. You know, you got to have that energy guy, that guy that steps on the field and he's getting everybody going. And he may not necessarily be your best player. Well, they're missing two of those guys. Mm-hmm. So they have their leader and buyer. They're missing their energy. That guy that no matter what's going on, he's going to get that ball club going. He's going to make a play, a tackle, whatever, to get that ball club going. Traylon Burks, same way. He's sort of that energy guy. Nobody else on that offense, other than probably Chika Conquo, nobody else on that offense gives you that. The one guy that gave them that He sort of lost it a little bit was Taylor Lewan. Taylor gave you that energy that, okay, let's go. Well, he's gone too. So who do you look to for that? The quarterback is not that. I'm not saying he's not a leader. I think he is, but he's not that guy that's going to, you know, infuse that energy into an offense or a defense. He's just not that guy. So the guys that you need to be out there that gives you that, they're not out there. So where do you get it from?
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Could it be as simple as the Titans just got to get healthy? Or is there something else plaguing this Titans team? We'll get into your thoughts. 615-737-1025. Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, the game.
And I got a quick message for you. And my man, I know you're listening out here. And I want to tell you about Cool Springs MD. Over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife Daphne, along with that experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee, that's including yours truly, with improving their immune systems, energy levels. Mine were very low for some reason. Cognitive functions and more. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and an enriched life. And there's no better time now to achieve a healthy lifestyle. So what are you waiting on? Do like I did. Give Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and Cool Springs MD a call today. Make your appointment. Here's the number. Put it in your phone. Save it. All right. 615-486-3458. 615-486-3458. Or if you can't use the telephone, go to the website on your computer at coolspringsmd.com.
David Long Jr. plays football literally like he's on fire. So you got that energy that everybody feeds off of. Where does the dog on that defense come from?
DeNico.
Right. Guess who hasn't been there in two of these three games that they've lost?
Oh, no. I think there's no – to your point, both guys. But I don't think there's any question that the Packer game, DeNico got hurt. It's been totally different right. since then.
And see, you have to look at those things as factors also. I mean, they're out there shooting a six-shooter with two bullets in it. You know, so you have to look at the fact that they're offensively, they need a big play. Who are they going to? Traylon Burks.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who wasn't there? You know, so I think when you look at those things, you have to factor in the fact that they are not at full power.
There you go. That was Teron Davenport on the TD Power Hour on Stillman and Company yesterday saying, hey, it's not just about the injuries. It's not just about the insane number of guys that are out for the Titans. I mean, the injury report have been awfully daunting so far this week, but it's also about the energy that you're losing in those guys, the threat of Traylon Burks offensively. It's about what DeNico Autry brings the rest of that defensive line. I remember reading in an ESPN article whenever the Titans acquired DeNico Autry was that DeNico Autry could be the Robin to Jeffrey Simmons' Batman. And I think we've seen that. Jeffrey Simmons has turned into Batman since the acquisition of DeNico Autry because he just brings something out in that defensive line. So D-Mace, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but your take is the Titans have been dealing with injuries and that just has been messing with the locker room, that they just feel a little bit defeated.
Yeah, I think that's not far-fetched to say.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're sitting here and they're quitting, but I think there comes a point where you just as a team or you know, as a group or whatnot, if things are to that point or you're struggling and, you know, in this case, the guys that when you're struggling, you look to make plays for you or to be that energy, they're not out there. Then as a team, and they're not out there consistently,
right.
Then as a team, it's like, okay, what more can we, like, there's, like, we've done everything and we still can't sort of get over the hump. And it's not like they can bring guys in, you know, to help out mm-hmm. because they've tried that and those guys haven't helped. You know, you're cutting guys, you're keeping them for 2 weeks, and then you're releasing them again. And I know you're trying to find a good match, but it's just not working. No matter what you do, you're going to keep fighting. But a part of you is like, man, if everything don't go perfect for us, man, we don't have a shot. Like, that happens.
You know what's interesting, guys, is they're playing a team in the Chargers that if you go back and look – at the Super Bowl predictions before the season, one of the sexy picks was the Chargers.
Yeah.
Right? And I took note of that. I kept saying over and over, why is everybody picking the Chargers? They've not done anything. They don't have the background of winning some divisions, getting to the playoffs. You know, they famously choked in the last game last year, right? They didn't make it. There's no way they shouldn't have made the playoffs with the talent they had. But nonetheless, people were picking them not just to make the playoffs, but in the toughest division, one of the toughest divisions in the AFC, they were saying Super Bowl contender. Well, what's gone on there? Well, they've had a ton of injuries. So they've had a lot of adversity as well.
Yeah.
So
the injuries can absolutely be detrimental to a football team. And my take on it for the last few weeks, and Willie, was your take kind of like just the adversity that the Titans have been dealing with, injuries and the John Robinson thing and the Todd Downing thing?
It's all injuries to me. But when you have injuries, you start to have a little bit of doubt. Like if you're going into a fight and you're looking to your right and your left and you got two super tough guys next to you, you know, you feel a little bit better about yourself, right? And if you look to your left and to your right and you got a couple of wimps, I mean, it's just natural. It's gonna weigh on you. You don't have quite the swagger and the confidence. And you're taking – these are key guys that they're missing now. Mm-hmm. Teron did a great job of talking about that. And even Jeffrey Simmons, who's been out there, he is not 100%. Mm-hmm. And he is a guy that is a huge difference maker that's trying to battle through, I think, a pretty serious ankle injury that for whatever reason doesn't seem to be getting better right now. So it's got to take a toll on the swagger. And I'm not sure it's going to get any better this week. Are they getting anybody back this week of significance?
We'll get the injury report in just about an hour-ish or so. But, I mean, I hope you both are right. I really do. Because my take on it was, I felt like last week against the Jags, that looked like a team, to Bob Shoup's point, that just looked defeated, that just looked distracted. I felt like that was a game absolutely the Titans should have won. I felt like if the John Robinson news and all of the distractions during the week weren't a thing, the Titans absolutely would have beaten the Jags. I think the Titans are a better team than the Jags. So my take was I felt like the Titans were off last week because they were distracted, because they were defeated, because they were anxious and nervous about what does the future hold. Maybe the players didn't feel it, but maybe Mike Vrabel felt it, and it was kind of a trickle-down effect that this team just had too much negative press surrounding it. Since the Todd Downing DUI, and then you go out and you lose a close game to the Bengals, and you get embarrassed by the Eagles, then your general manager gets fired, and you lose to a game that you shouldn't have lost to. I just felt like this was a team that was distracted. But I hope you both are right, because injuries are something that heal. You know, David Long Jr. is a guy that you're going to get back. Danico Autry is a guy that you might get back this week, maybe next week. You know, Treylon Burks is a guy that's going to get out of concussion protocol, and he's going to come back. Injuries are something that can be fixed. Whereas what I thought it was of distractions and, you know, a team not buying into the team anymore, of a team that's just kind of lost its identity and lost its way, you don't necessarily get that back. There's no guarantee that you get your culture back. There's no guarantee that you get that, Willie, to use your word, your swagger back. There's no guarantee that once you're distracted that you get that focus back in, especially considering all the injuries that this team is facing, especially considering that this team's on a 3-game losing streak and they have a really difficult game coming down the stretch. You don't always get that back.
And to the point that you're making, Carolina, but you got to get healthy. Long is on IR, so I don't know if you're going to get him back. I hope you can. I think they're keeping that slot open for him to come back. But the way I would approach it, and this might be a little bit outside the box, but to me, the only way you are going to get that swagger back and get back to the team that you think you can be is if you get reasonably healthy. And so if it takes sitting out, let's say Autry could play on Sunday, but another week would help him, I would lean towards giving him another week. Same thing with Burks and on down the line. Ultimately, I've got to have those guys healthy to have a chance. If I had to sit out Jeffrey Simmons another game, if that would help, I'd consider doing that, even if it meant losing to the Chargers on Sunday. They've got a little bit of slack left. To me, this is the game. And then, obviously, they've got to beat Houston next week, one way or the other.
But they can't.
But to me, you can't. If they have any more levels of injuries to what they have here, they have no shot. They have a 90% chance of making the playoffs right now. They might be able to win this division at 8-9. But if you're 8-9 and you're healthy going to the playoffs, I feel much better about that. If you're 8-9 limping into the playoffs, it's going to be pretty ugly.
I don't think this team can afford to do that. I don't think they can afford to sit Jeffrey Simmons. I don't think they can afford if Danico Autry can come back this week, damn it, he's in a lineup. They can't afford to hold him out because, again, we are assuming that, you know, Jacksonville is going to lose at least two games, maybe even three. We're assuming that, but we never know. And the Titans are not in a position. They're not, you know, 9-5 or 9-6 right now. They're not that or whatever. They don't have that much of a cushion to think that, okay, we can, if Danico Autry can come back this week, no, we're going to sit him in next week. As a matter of fact, we're going to sit Jeffrey Simmons too. They can't afford to do that. This team is not in a place from a depth-wise. If guys can play, all hands on deck. We're not trying to save you for the playoffs, you know, because if we do, what if we don't get to the playoffs? You know, we can't just assume Jacksonville is going to lose three games and we're in.
And I don't think that the Titans would be at that point right now.
I hope they're not.
Of, hey, no, you know, we'll beat the Texans, so it's fine. We can sit Danico Autry. I mean, they got to win that game. They should win that game.
I can't even
game.
Think that Mike Vrabel would even think
I don't,
like that.
I mean, and if they have clinched the division and they're making the playoffs by week 18, then yeah, sure, you know, sit your guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you get to the point, though, but Willie calls this the game. This is a really important game. So what do the Titans need to do to win this game? Can they do it? And the one thing that I feel very confident that the Titans have that they could pull this game out. Plus, we'll get to your phones as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. And, hey, catch the Eddie George Show featuring Jonathan Hutton on 1025-1063 The Game on Tuesday at 6 p.m. live from 6th and Peabody. The Eddie George Show is brought to you by Low T Centers and Xander Insurance. Xander gives you more options. More options mean more savings for you. Free quote at xanderinsurance.com. Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game. And hey, tune into this Sunday's NFL Game of the Week on 94.9 The Fan. This week's game will feature the Dallas Cowboys against the Jacksonville Jags at noon. The NFL Game of the Week brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Unless you have a thought to the phones.
Let's do it.
Willie?
Let's do it.
All right, one texter texts in and says, I'm a Titan homer too, but Jacksonville so too. Okay. Jacksonville so wanted this game. The Titans have used duct tape for 2 years to keep the team together, and I hate to say it, but this is how it's going to be for the next few years. Why?
Oh, wow.
Why is this going to be for the next few years?
Jacksonville's got to be kicking themselves that they're not winning this division right now. They have blown opportunities in earlier weeks. If they just had one or two more wins of games, they absolutely could have, should have won. I think they have six losses by one score or less, a lot of them by 1 or 2 points, just 1 or 2 plays. They easily could be right in this picture right now, and the Titans are fortunate there. But look, the Jaguars should be good, right? They pick first every year. They should have great players. They got Trevor Lawrence. I do think in time, that's going to be the question. If they ever get the light to go on, then that could be a team that's really good for a cycle of 3 to 4 years, I would think.
And I do think that the Jags could be good. I mean, I went into this season thinking that Jacksonville could potentially win the division because I thought, okay, now that they've ridden themselves of the cancer that is Urban Meyer, and Trevor Lawrence has some time underneath him, he's been able to develop. And then they've added Christian Kirk, added more weapons. And I think that Jags pass rush is not anything to kind of swat at. I mean, Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker are two of the better players that I've seen defensively so far this season. So, yeah, I think that Jacksonville could be good. I think they just need a little bit more time. A little bit more time for Trevor Lawrence, a little bit more time for Doug Peterson to get in and kind of change the culture of the Jags. But, I mean, yeah, to your point, Willie, I think they could be good very soon. We'll go back to your phones. Phone lines are by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Brent is up next.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. And, you know, I think this game is going to depend on, you know, I hate to say it, but Treylon Burks is going to have to play. I mean, a rookie is going to have to play. Because if we don't, you know, their defense is going to do what everybody's been doing for the last, you know, four or five games. They push five, six, seven guys up to the line. And all Derek is going to see is his own guys' big butts. And they'll be run blitzing or pass blitzing on first and second down. And, you know, it's going to be a long, hard road. But I think, and then if the guys, well, that's my thoughts. We've got to have that outside threat.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Brent. Thank you, Brent. I just don't know if that's going to be realistic.
Treylon Burks is not going to play. No. Yeah. I don't think, is he?
He's still in concussion protocol as of yesterday. He hasn't practiced this week.
I can't see him playing without practicing.
Yeah. And this isn't like a Treylon Burks decision thing. Like,
yeah.
He's in concussion
protocol. This is a league
protocol,
decision. Like, and, you know, when the league deems he's ready or the doctors deems he's ready, then he can go back out there. But until then, he's stuck on the sideline. And it's unfortunate that, you know, all of that, like your whole passing game, in a sense, depends on if one guy's there. And that one guy just so happens to be a rookie, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that's an indictment on the organization, period. Whether it be people want to blame John, you want to blame Mike, you want to blame them both together, you want to blame the scouting department, whoever you want to blame, that's an indictment that your passing game can't get going if your rookie isn't playing.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I love Chukwukonkwo, and they need to get him more involved, but, you know, he can only do so much from the tight end position. They need that big play wide receiver out there, and if Treylon's not out there, then their pass offense becomes inept, and we've seen it. We've seen it with Treylon Burks, and it looks pretty good. It's not great, but it looks much better, but we've seen it without him.
But it's a noticeable difference.
Yes, it's noticeable.
When Treylon Burks is out there, defenses cannot ignore Treylon Burks. And to Brent's point, look, I would feel much better about the Titans' chances if Treylon Burks was out there.
Uh-huh.
That's just not a realistic thing, and that makes me even more nervous about this Chargers game.
But here's what they can do against the Chargers. The Chargers are very poor against the run. And so this is a game where it's going to be essential for the Titans to get back to doing what they want to do. And, you know, it's always been their belief, their identity, is to run the ball with Derrick Henry. This is your December game that traditionally Derrick Henry excels in. You're going up against a team that gives up 5.4 yards per carry. They're one of the lowest ranked run defenses in the league. If you have to sit back and throw it 35 or 40 times with the receivers that they have and the pass protection they have, that ain't it happening, right? Dennis Daly is awful. We know the situation. You don't have Treylon Burks. They cannot win this game if they don't have the consistent running game. But I think that if they do that, they can put themselves in positions where they can maximize what they do have. Like Derek said, use Okonkwo, be creative, hit a big play here and there. But this has got to be a Derrick Henry game.
Well, the problem with that, Willie, is they're starting to get healthy now. This is a team that has been injured basically the whole season, and maybe that is what has attributed to their lack of being able to stop the run. Now they're getting healthy. Last week, and I'm not sitting here saying, you know, Miami has this awesome run game, but they held the Miami running game in check because they're getting healthier as a unit. So,
and that's even a Miami team that has legitimate threats in the pass game.
Absolutely. They were able to limit them in the passing game, and then they were able to limit them in the run game. So
that's without Joey Bosa.
That's without Bosa.
And Bosa, it's not confirmed if he'll play this week, but from Brandon Staley, things
probably
look
not.
Good.
It looks good, and if he does play, then okay. But this is a team that's getting healthier, and we just can't look at what they've given up in prior weeks, because in prior weeks, this was a beat-up defense. Now this defense is getting healthier. They're getting better. And the Titans defense, they've been lights out a lot of times, they're going the opposite way. Now they're giving up things in a run that they customarily don't give up. And why is it happening? Because they're injured. Well, one team's going one way, one team's going the other way. So we can't just sit here and say, Well, the run game should be because they're giving up this. Well, they have given up that, but they're healthy now. They're getting much healthier. So I want to see how this Titan offense from a run standpoint go against a Charger team that is getting healthier on the defensive side of the ball.
And I think the Chargers know that's what the Titans want to do. But Willie, to your point, that's what the Titans are going to have to do to win this game. But the Chargers know, okay, their number one wide receiver is out, and the pass game has struggled without Treylon Burks. Of course they're going to want to run it with Derrick Henry, and he's going to be running into a stacked box. Now, Derrick Henry has proven that's why he's Derrick Henry, is he can drag six defenders on his back and make plays and get a first down. But that's going to bet the Chargers know that's going to be their defensive game plan, is to stop the run. Billy's up next. What's up, Billy?
How you doing? I just got a question. I just don't understand the defensive guys can hit these guys and put a guy out, get a penalty call, but there's no punishment for putting a guy like Treylon Burks out of the game.
Yeah, that's a great question, Billy. And I think we're all asking ourselves, why was, you know, the player who hit Treylon Burks, I don't remember his name off the top of my head, why was he not thrown out of the game? I mean, that was an egregious hit. Dirty hit.
He wasn't even fined. He wasn't even fined after the fact. That was really surprising to me.
Well, they must have saw something. I have not went back to look at that play. But you're right. In a situation like that, when a guy's knocked out of the game because of a concussion, you always go back to the film and say, well, was it a deliberate hit, helmet to helmet? Was it one of those deals where he comes in, you know, wanting to go low, but because of how the receiver is coming at him, he ends up hitting him high and don't mean it? The league must have looked at this and obviously deemed it not a offense where a guy should be fined. Obviously, he didn't get kicked out of the game. But
I think he very much so could have gotten kicked out of the game. I think he deserved to get kicked out of the game. Marcus Epps is his name. He deserved to be fined, deserved to be kicked out of the game. That was a dirty hit.
Yeah, but there, very seldom do you see guys in the NFL getting kicked out of games. They try to avoid that at all costs.
Yeah, it's not the standard of the college, but I thought it would be a flag for sure. It wasn't. And then what you see all the time in the NFL, and there's been times where the Titans have had players get fined, where I'm scratching my head going, they fined him for that? Mm-hmm. We've all had that feeling sometimes. So I thought this would be an obvious one. It's an easy thing to do that after the fact, maybe you feel a little bit better. But they didn't even find the guy. So they found nothing wrong with what he did. Nothing.
And
that's not right. That's not right.
I disagree. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll get back into your phones, but coming up next, it feels like the odds are stacked against the Titans. The Titans are injured. The Chargers are getting healthy. But there's one thing that I think that the Titans have the advantage. One thing for the Titans that I feel so much better about compared to the Chargers. We'll get into that coming up next. Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 106.3 The Game.